Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. The Rise Guys Morning Show
with Matt Mann.
I see you over there with your soul patch. You realize, though, that soul patches are basically bangs for your bottom lip and you can't grow a pretty beard like this right here.
9.
A wise man with a beautiful mohawk once told me, if you don't hate yourself when you're trying to go to bed, you ain't living right.
Paige. There are so many rumors out there about me that are untrue. For example, I've never participated in a wet t-shirt contest.
Fatboy.
Every time I see the commercial that says, what's in your wallet? I say the same thing. A condom and a debit card.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rock blocks all day.
93.3.
The Planet.
Rocks! Okay, when she answers, this is very imperative. When she answers, don't make any kind of talk about being on the radio. Keep your words as clean as you can. If you do cuss, we're going to have to dump out on it, and that'll mess up the whole deal. So just, you know, replace, you know, all the bad words with, like, blank and freak and things like that.
Okay.
If it gets to that point.
Okay, yeah.
And if it does, then we'll let her know she's on the radio. So we're going to call this girl who has been seen with your boyfriend, who has all but ghosted you as of late.
Yeah.
Is he still your boyfriend? I mean, you guys have not broken up.
No.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right, here we go. We're going to call up this young lady who you have identified from the photos as being this Jezebel. Well, maybe. She don't know. I mean,
potential
maybe,
harlot.
Maybe she doesn't know.
Yeah.
Here we go.
All right, here we go. We ready? Here we go. You ready?
I'm ready. You ready, Matthew?
I wish Jeff could dial the way you Google, Jimmy. I swear.
Man. Then we wouldn't be ready.
That's true. Oh, we're ready.
Hello? Hey, Jessica, how are you? I'm good, I guess. It's early, though.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I apologize for that.
No. It's fine. I can do this now. I guess you're calling about the job, I assume. You saw my application?
Oh, no. Sorry. No job. I'm actually calling because we have a mutual friend, Robbie. I believe you guys were together this weekend.
Oh, Yeah, I love Robbie.
Me too. He's the greatest.
Is he okay? All right, this is so weird.
No, yeah. He's good. It's just something else that I got to talk to you about.
Okay. I'm so sorry. I don't think I know you, so this is all a little bit odd right now. Like, I don't know what's going on, really.
I totally know what you mean. I'm sorry. Believe me, I wouldn't be calling you or anybody out of the blue like this, especially not this early anyway.
Right. No, I guess it's cool. As long as he's okay, I guess I'm just curious now what's going on.
Okay, look. So you've been seeing this guy, I heard. And I don't know how serious it is with you guys and what's all going on, but the thing is, this guy is my boyfriend, you see, and we've been together for well over 6 months, and I don't know what he's told you, but...
Wait a second. Oh, my God. He's got a girlfriend? Wait, we're talking about David, right?
Yeah, that's him.
Is it Dave? Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Look,
what is going on?
Yeah, I want to say I'm not mad at you or anything in this situation because I believe you didn't know any of what was going on, and I'm not here to attack you, but I just wanted to let you know that before you go any farther with him, that he's got unfinished business with me, and he owes me a little more than just dodging my calls and texts, and I just wanted some clarification about what's going on.
Okay, wow. Wow, I'm sort of freaking out right now. So how long did you guys say you were together?
Over 6 months.
This is so weird.
And
okay.
He started doing his own thing, I guess, and not returning my calls or messages. And I don't know if we're finished, if he thinks we are, but not in my eyes. And if he wants to be with you, then he needs to tell me this. And if that's what he wants, honestly, like, that sucks for me, but I'll handle it because he was really great to me. And I mean, it'll suck to have to get over that, but I'd rather him choose that than cheat on me with you or anyone else, or, you know, cheat on you for that matter, because we just both don't deserve that. I mean, I don't think, at least.
Yeah. No, I agree. You're totally right. I had no idea about this.
Let's go get him. Everybody. We'll bring tiki torches and everything. Hey, Jessica. Jessica. Yeah. Hey, we're on the radio right now. This is the Rise Guys. You ever heard of us? 93.3 in Greenville, the planet?
Don't lie.
Rocks.
Wait, is this some kind of a joke? Is that girl like a joke or something? Or is this a joke?
No.
This is so weird.
Unfortunately, it's not.
This is not a joke or a joke. And he's neither one of those.
This is truth and consequences. And that's why Amanda found out about you and wanted to call and let you know. And she started this off. She said, look, I'm not trying to be mean to this girl. She might not know. And what do you know? You didn't.
I had no idea. You guys don't even understand. I had no idea. I've asked him because this is the thing. I don't ever want this to happen.
Have you ever been to his place, Jessica?
If you're asking if we've,
I mean,
like engaged in extracurricular activities.
Oh, no, I just meant
yet, but he certainly tried for sure. Yeah.
Okay.
But oh my God.
But it's not because. It hasn't happened, but it's not from lack of trying. I can tell you that, but we've definitely kissed and hooked up that way.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Well, you had to assume that happened. I mean, you know. So,
hearing it is.
And Amanda, like, how long have you known him? Like, how far are these timelines matching up, or was he already messing around before this whole talk of moving in started?
I don't even know anymore.
Jessica?
I'm sorry. I'm just kind of freaking out. We met, I don't even know, a couple months. And
okay.
Yeah.
So almost, they almost parallel each other. Yeah. So Jessica, or Amanda, do you have anything else to say to Jessica other than, you know?
No, you know, I'm sorry that I had to throw this on you this morning.
Early.
He obviously has been kind of living a double life, and this is so embarrassing, and I'm sorry that you had to find out this way, and, I mean,
Okay, why don't y'all talk off? Maybe you got each other's phone numbers or whatever. What if y'all became best of friends over all this? Who knows?
Who knows?
That would be something.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, you know what? Like, I really am trying to keep, like, the drama low in my life. And I really don't even think I want to talk to him about, like, I had no idea. This is really embarrassing that I'm being, I feel really freaking stupid right now that I'm being called.
Hey, let me throw you a hole for a minute.
Yeah.
God almighty.
Hey, Robbie was the friend. That's what she was talking about.
What are all the texts about?
Well, they were saying, you know, who's this guy and who's that? You know, Robbie was the friend, the connection, the intermediary.
The mutual friend.
Yeah, that she was telling me about. And the other guys. You know,
and the boyfriend's dated. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, I caught that. I didn't know what. I thought I'd maybe missed something on the deal. All right, do we still have Amanda there?
Yeah.
Okay, Amanda?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That girl drove me nuts. Talking in the tone of her voice drove me crazy. I apologize. I mean, we've got her number. You can call her afterwards if you need to, but
I actually was thinking the same thing.
Okay, good. All right, we're on the same page.
Yeah, yeah.
So what happens from here? Like, it's over and done with, obviously, I would assume.
Yeah. I mean, I have to find a way to get a hold of him. And, I mean, I have to just start looking for him at some point, even though he's ignoring me, because I need answers. And I just, like, don't know what's going on here. So
yeah,
that's kind of where I'm at.
Okay. Do you think we can, is it okay if Fatboy emails you or calls you or ever how you contact these people, Fatboy, here in the next week, get an update?
Yeah, find out what's happening? I mean, you guys are in on this with me now.
Oh,
you're involved.
Excellent.
Oh, boy.
Excellent. Okay, well, good luck with everything, and try to have a good morning.
Okay, thank you for everything, guys.
All right, you're
and happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Paige.
Oh, thank you.
All right, have a good morning.
She didn't forget.
She forgot again Aww. That it was her birthday.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet.
Now you can like or not. It really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. Real Facebook arguments, texts, and statuses. Screenshot by you, the P1s. Names changed to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
This is Facebook fussing.
Yeah!
We're all on Facebook Live right now.
Mm-hmm.
You can watch it all go down.
Where are we broadcasting, Jeff?
Facebook.com/933theplanetrocks.
Thank you, Jeff.
Welcome.
Is everybody ready?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is no turning back. Scene one. Playing the role of Leslie will be Chef Matthew.
All right.
Playing the role of Levi will be our queen, Paige. Yeah. Playing the role of Franny will be Farvog, the Russian bottom bear.
Oh, shit.
Playing the role of Benita will be Yo-Yo Mac, a.k.a. Jimmy J. Jackie.
Yeah.
And reprising his role as Tracy, it's Engagement Lewis Neal.
Yeah, you know it.
And action. Well. I got to see the true colors of some mother blankers that I called friends for 3 years. So today was my last day, and it was like I never existed. So, former co-workers, you can all eat a blank.
LOL. Whoa, calm down, cuz. Where are you going to work?
I'm going to go work at blank and blank distribution.
WTF?
Yeah, seriously, what do we do to you?
Oh, I don't know. It's just that I've given 3 years of blood, sweat, and tears to that place, and I was stabbed in the back.
Well, who did what where?
Well, let's see. When Donna left there, there was a going-away lunch. Mitch became a preacher or church deacon or whatever it was, some blank like that. There was a potluck lunch. With the exception of that girl, Becca, who only worked there for like 2 or 3 months, there's always a going-away lunch. So again, I say to you all, eat a blank. The biggest one you can find.
This is funny. I have never heard you cuss, Aunt Leslie.
Oh, well, get used to it then, because I'm pissed. Why did not nobody plan me a going-away lunch?
Leslie, are you going anywhere tonight? Like, for dinner?
Yeah, I already got plans for dinner, all right? So too late, you two-faced C-word.
Oh, interesting. Well, Buck and I are going to Blank's Fish Camp.
Oh, weird, Benita. Me too. Meet you there at 7:30.
Wait, WTF are y'all doing? Leave me the hell alone. Don't use my blank to plan your dumb damn dinner.
Aunt Leslie.
Look, I don't even know you butts are still commencing on my Facebook. I removed you as friends already.
I'm friends with Tracy. She cuts my hair sometimes.
Sorry's all around. I thought you was working till next Friday.
Oh, horse crap. There was a countdown calendar on my desk, liar.
Well, we never went to your desk because your feet stink, if I'm being honest. You all the time sitting around in your stocking feet. Freaking gross.
You know what? F you. I rarely did that. How about I come to the parking lot of Blank's Fish Cam tonight and I stick this stinky foot up your fish camp?
Aunt Leslie.
End scene.
Yeah.
Oh, at the fish camp.
These people. Some people's kids, Paige.
Children.
Some people's kids.
It's crazy.
Are we still on Facebook Live?
We still are, yes.
Scene two. Playing the role of Courtney will be yours truly. Freaking me, Matt Mandingo. According to this, I mean, I'm just reading. Playing the role of Stacy, another Stacy, is freaking, you know him as his social media name, Niner Ools. It's Jimmy Jack Jackie.
Yeah.
Playing the role of Holly, introducing Flute Boot.
What?
Yeah. It's a new name. Add it to the list.
New nickname, Flute Boot.
And playing the role of Ryan will be Jeff Lewis Neal, though.
Hey.
And action. Post a picture of two adorable redheaded little boys standing on the tailgate of a pickup truck with chocolate on their faces. Where can I take these kids on spring break this year? I got to work some, so we need to stay in town. But for once in my life, money's no issue. Hashtag thank Uncle Sam. Hashtag Trump.
I don't know. Health department?
Oh, why don't you take them kids to the bank and give me the money you owed me for a year and a damn half now, before all that tax money gets gone?
You know what? I tried to give you that money three different times, and you said don't even worry about it. But you want to hold it over my head anytime I try to do anything. You know what? You're a blank and blank.
Yeah, you tried to give it to me saying blank like, I don't know if I'll have money for groceries next week, but we'll get by. So I said don't worry about it. Of course I said don't worry about it. Now you brag about buying a new phone or saying money ain't no object. Well, I want mine then.
Oh, yeah, Stacy. I didn't forget about you, you butch.
You mean bitch?
No. And Holly, you might be the worst person I've ever known in my life. Maybe don't loan money that you don't got, okay? And you won't get in trouble with your husband. How about you loaning money? You don't even work.
You mad at her because she don't work but has money while you do work and don't have none? I mean, that sucks, but not for her, it don't.
Really now, the worst person you ever knew in your life loaned you $450? You must know some real angels or at least a bunch of rich idiots.
I'm Team Courtney, because she's the only one I'd blank out of all y'all.
Well, if you got $20 and a ride to the Dollar Tree, she's all yours, baby.
Now, look. If you mother blankers don't watch y'all's asses, I'm taking all y'all to court for real quick, okay?
Are you really threatening to sue people right now? You gonna sue somebody and say, what, I owe her money, and she said I owed her money, so spank her, Mr. Daddy Judge Man?
No, you idiot. My name's Courtney. When I'm about to mess up some mother blanker, I don't always say I'm going to take him to court, because my name is Courtney, dumbass. End scene!
Yeah, Courtney, dumbass.
Take you to court.
That's the biggest blank I've ever seen.
Court. Remember my old tagline before the Rise Guys, Jimmy?
Going down on the mat. Yeah, she takes you to court. Now, we had that dude.
Takes me to court. I'll take her to the mat.
There was a previous Facebook question where his name was Lawson, and he said, call the law, and he's talking about him.
Yes.
Exactly.
Scene three.
We got the fatapult going.
It's the best. No,
got to. It's a good workout. Works your core.
I'm on plank.
Uh-oh. You doing the Ellen?
Doing the Ellen's.
Oh. Are you planking, working the tries? You can do that at Planet Fitness, you know that? $5 down, $10 a month.
Get them shoulders.
That's legs day, my bad. Oh.
Sorry, chair.
It's only April 3rd.
Sorry, chair.
I know that hurt.
I am the table. Scene three. Let's get serious here. This is acting.
Yes.
Playing the role of Ralph will be freaking me. Playing the role of Blankersmith will be nine. And playing the role of Kid Rock will be Fat Boy.
Really? In the studio?
And action.
It only makes sense that this blank hole car breaks down on Valentine's Day. And I had a date, too. What better way to double blank me life? Guess what? I got two hands, too. Post two middle finger emojis.
Man, what's wrong with it now?
only God or a blankersmith would know, I guess. I know I could have bought a new one for as much as I've sunk into this damn money pit of a car. I don't even know what old blankersmith did to rig it up or whatever, but it makes it too damn hard to troubleshoot or even harder to fix.
Hell, I know that's right.
Now, you look here, you stupid blank. You agreed to make payments to me $800 for 1998 BMW 528i because your piece of blank truck wouldn't get you broke ass to work, and all you've damn done since I sold you this car is bitch and moan about how you was blanked and how nothing works. Guess what, dummy? My sister drove that car for a year with no trouble, and you can't make it 30 damn minutes without somebody trying to blank you over. Well, mother blanker, you blank yourself. I wouldn't even sell you a damn unicycle now because you'd raise hell about that damn thing, too.
Well, well, well. Listen, I don't know what the hell you and your damn brother did to it, but, I mean, it just makes it impossible to work on.
We fixed it. Get rid of the damn thing. Get another piece of blank if you want. How about some props to somebody who lost money on the whole deal because I tried to help you out? I mean, you bought a damn BMW for $800. Damn! Get rid of the mother blanker. Quit talking blank about my shop.
Well, you might want to ask your brother about the price and the work. I feel like he's wrong on both. Besides, you got a big blanking mouth to be such a little guy.
Dummy, my brother's 16. He's more out of cars than you know about blanking your own blank. My mouth may be big, but my ass can back it up when it comes to somebody calling me out. That's why nobody wants to help you. All you do is talk blank to people. I'm sick of your mouth.
All right, look, do me a favor. Sober up, you alky, and I'll explain to you how stupid you sound tomorrow after you done slept it off. I wasn't even talking blank about you. I was talking blank about the car and how a blankersmith would know what was wrong with it. That's all I said. I had a damn date. I couldn't go on it, and I was frustrated with the piece of blank that broke down on me again. I don't know why you felt attacked. With all the aftermarket parts on this damn thing, you never know when anything go wrong with it. Damn, relax.
You said I rigged it up. Go back and read, dummy. Think I can't fix stuff? All I know is don't call me or this shop looking to get anything fixed anymore. I'm done with you ass. I don't care if the damn thing catches fire with you in it next time. You lose my damn number.
Wow. Nice way to do business, blank head. End scene.
Yeah, sober up, Alky.
God, that would have been good for Ray Thompson to slide in with a nice little cameo at the end.
Blank head.
Nice way to do business. Blank head.
That's nice.
What you just heard was real. Real Facebook statuses and arguments. Screenshot, screen capped by you, the P1. Names changed to protect the innocent and the guilty.
And the stupid.
That was Facebook fussing.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet.
You know, I've seen that movie one time. Like, when y'all sit in here and do quotes and stuff from it, I get the references. And I know, like, you know, some of the character names, but bless you.
But what?
But I mean, I don't know. It's like, it's your favorite movie. I can't understand why it's your favorite movie, I guess. Like, I don't know. Is it your favorite movie because it was on, like, TBS all the time when you were younger? I think that was the go-to for a while, Braves Rain Delay.
Yeah, it's been on CMT a lot lately.
Really?
A lot. Yeah. And they make it 3 hours long.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think just because just being Southern, growing up Southern around old women like that, that make you love it.
Right.
Characters are relatable.
What is the actual movie about? Like, what is the, is there a plot to it?
Yeah. I mean, kind of. It's kind of an ensemble cast. It goes on over a period of years in the Chinkapin Parish, Louisiana.
Yeah.
And it started as a play, and most of the play, is my understanding, takes place in Truvy's Beauty Shop, which is Dolly Parton in the movie.
Oh, yes.
So most of the play, I believe, is centered around the beauty shop.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Like weddings, divorces.
Yeah.
So weddings, is it like Barbershop, deaths, the movie for Southern women?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like Beauty Shop for old white women.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it just is their lives, you know, they're living and dying and having kids and losing kids and this stuff that goes on.
Right. Did Moose like that movie?
I don't think she disliked it, but she don't like things too much either.
Yeah. Wow, I never realized this, that Shirley, I just Googled Steel Magnolias, Shirley MacLaine's character, I always thought it was Weezer or Weeza.
It's Weezer. Weezer.
But do you know the way it's spelled is O-U-I-S-E-R?
Oh, yeah, Weezer.
That's like she spelled it like the band.
What? I never saw it written out. That right there is like a French word, like we, which is yes, right, Paige? We yes, means yes. We.
Well, the little short
that was
bald
the name
guy.
Of my favorite porno magazine when I was younger, and I thought it was called Oi.
Yeah. Yeah. The little short bald guy who's sweet on her, I believe at one point he calls her Louisa. Mm-hmm. So I guess Weezer is short for Louisa.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
That makes sense.
Oh, I see. I see. What is that?
What?
Oh, the text. Jimmy is sure going to do a great job for us in our production.
Oh, I did the, I'm doing some, I'm not going to be in the play, but I am kind of in the play, remotely in
what
the play.
What play? Why don't I know about this so-called best friend?
Yeah, the guy called on open phones a few weeks ago, and he thought you loved Steel Magnolias, but it was me. And he wanted somebody to do the DJ lines for the play they're doing at the Hart County Community Theater. So I cut the DJ lines and sent them to him to use in the play.
You couldn't be Jackson?
I'm not actually in the play. I believe they got an all-female cast.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Like, when that guy called in, I played along with that. I thought that was kind of just a running little...
Oh, yeah.
I thought he was just playing along or just a little running joke or whatever.
No, he's really directing the play.
There's going to be a play of Steel Magnolias?
It started as a play. It was originally a play, like a Broadway show back in the late 80s.
Really?
Before the movie came out.
Who did it? Tyler Perry?
No.
No?
No.
It sounds like a Tyler Perry movie.
The only one I can remember from the original cast of the play was that the Dolly Parton role in the movie was played by Margot Martindale, who, if you've seen like...
Winx Girl.
What, Justified or any of those shows on FX, she was in all of them.
Oh, okay.
She was that badass older lady in all them shows.
Yeah. So what do you do then? I don't remember the DJ lines and in the movie. Like what will you be? You will not be. You will be available by like audio or video.
Yeah, I cut the lines and I emailed them, so they'll be. It's just a radio DJ, so it'll just be playing like a radio.
I want to hear
Fat Boy because I got it in my Gmail still. So I'll send it.
Oh, is this a first listen? Well, you've listened to it, I guess.
Right? Yeah, I've heard it.
Have they already put this in? When is the play? Yeah. Where is the play?
It's at Hart County Community Theater. It opens on April 20th.
In Georgia?
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's the night I'm going. I'm going down to Hartwell on 420.
Are you really?
Yeah. I'm going to go see Steel Magnolias. Well, it's going to be weird because I'm going to be like the only person to...
You'll be a member of the cast that no one will recognize.
I'm going to be in a roundabout way in the play, but I'll be sitting in the audience watching it. And that's weird, man.
That's true. You'll be like John Cena. There as a fan.
Be like when I had to go to a movie theater those three times to watch Nito Mosquito.
That's true. I was there really once. Twice. No, I did. I did two of them with you.
Yeah.
Will there be a cast party afterwards?
I don't think so.
No.
No. It'll be in my car on the way back to Piedmont.
Oh yeah. Well, I thought that was on the way there. Wow. Oh, okay. So you've sent it to Fat Boy?
Yeah, he's got it now.
So we can hear the first listen. Boy, look at you now. You've been in a major motion picture. You filmed two other ones that were never made. And then now look at this.
If time allowing and all that, I'd love to be in a play. I think it'd be fun.
Yeah.
I think it'd be fun.
Like what kind of, any kind?
Yeah, I don't know which one or anything.
You wouldn't want to do any like Macbeth kind of crap.
No, I'm not a Shakespearean actor.
Yeah. You're more of a McDonald's kind of guy. Used to be.
Yes.
Used to be. He hasn't gotten it yet. It's probably a large file. It's probably a big file.
You didn't get it yet?
No.
Well, he's going to resend it.
Okay.
Wow, that's sad. I was hoping you'd be playing Truvy.
Yeah.
Plays are fun, man.
You've been in plays?
I was in one. I didn't get to finish it. Because I picked two. It was The Foreigner.
Oh, Burger, Where Art Thou?
Oh, no.
Is that what you were in?
No, I didn't get to. I picked baseball instead. I played
on
a season.
Golden Arches with Fat Boy.
I played a season of baseball instead. I should have stuck with it, man.
Oh, man.
It was easy to get the part.
That's great. That's great.
On Golden Arches.
And what was your role?
I was Ellard Sims in The Foreigner.
Wow.
But I didn't get to finish it. Yeah, I don't have it.
How do you not have it yet?
I've been in a bunch of Christmas plays, Christmas cantatas at church and stuff, but I was always like a shepherd boy. I was younger. I never got any of the adult roles.
Yeah.
And then when I became an adult, I didn't go to church anymore. Well, here's the thing. Churches don't do that anymore. They don't do big, like, Easter cantatas and church cantatas. That's where I learned drama. But
again, I credit that mainly to the social media age, because most people in the age of social media are very afraid to perform. Mm-hmm. A lot of them people used to get on stage at church. Now, mm-hmm. if we'd been running, like, proper video, and everybody was running video, and everybody on Facebook was going to see it, they might not have been as willing to get up there.
Remember the time my daddy...
I'm the opposite of that. I'm more willing than ever.
When Diddy was one of the three wise men?
Yeah.
I don't know what he brought. Myrrh, probably. Anyway, he was trying to get up at the end of the song because they were kneeling down in front of the manger, the menager. And then my daddy tried to get up and his knee went out on him and he tumbled over into the other two wise men. And they got themselves back up, but the rest of the song, you could see my daddy's shoulders shaking because, you know, he was heavy and sitting there laughing. And you could see it. It was great.
That's funny.
Yeah, man. If that you're right. If that'd been on these days, that'd be all. We would have won $10,000 from Carlton now.
Well, we don't have to be perfectionists with stuff. I was watching a Roseanne rerun, maybe on CMT the other day, where they're in the grocery store sampling cheese and sausage. You might remember it. Roseanne and Jackie wind up dumping stuff all over each other, making a big mess.
Food fight.
Throughout the scene, they're in there laughing and giggling at it because they're dumping cartons of milk on each
other. Corpsing.
But obviously, we're only doing one take of this.
Right.
So they just keep cracking and laughing during the shot, and that's how the episode aired. It's fine.
I always enjoyed on, and I haven't watched it any this season, but Saturday Night Live, when they would get caught up laughing during a sketch. But I read in several, I think it was Eddie Murphy's book and a couple of Kevin Nealon was telling us too that Lauren Michaels hated that. Like when you broke character and started laughing, he hated that. Such a perfectionist. And it's like, to me, that's when it was
it
was funny.
Sometimes.
The last one that they did with that and Fatboy saw it was the wheelchair. Remember that?
Oh, it happens all the time, yeah.
It's hilarious.
All right, so you secured the audio?
Yeah, I don't know where you want to start. First one?
I guess. It'd be fine. Either one, man.
How many different scenes are you involved in here?
It's just a couple different clips. A couple different scenes where the radio's playing, and then I do my KPPD voice.
Oh, Lord. Oh, you got to be a Southern guy.
I got to be like more Louisiana sounding.
Oh, let's listen then.
You're listening to KPPD, the station of choice in Chinkapin Parish. Now stop by the shopping center this afternoon. I'll be broadcasting al fresco. And that means out of dolls for those of you that aren't Latin scholars. There'll be prizes and a battle of the bands, all sponsored by KPPD. Swing on by and meet me in person. See how good looking I really am. Coming up now, a half hour of nonstop music so I can make it over to the shopping center.
Pause that for a minute. Are you embodying like what the original DJ, like did you go back and listen to it on the movie? Or are you trying to sound like our great governor?
I'm not trying to sound like Governor McMaster.
You sound like Hanky Mac.
When I think about the radio station in Steel Magnolias, I hear a certain scene where at one point Olympia Dukakis, Clary, she buys the radio station because she's wealthy.
Yeah.
And then she's on the radio and I hear the way she says, KPPD. I hear that in my head and I'm using, my inspiration for that is Olympia Dukakis.
Then I'll be ripping me off now.
Sound like our governor of South Carolina, Hanky Mack.
No, I'm from Louisiana. I ain't from Charles.
I'm going to sue you for gimmick infringement, boy.
Get it straight.
That's KPPD. That's clearly west of the Mississippi River.
I'm going to play some tunes. I can go hook up with old white women to do hell. I can spot a bottle job for 20 paces.
Yeah, you're right. Different draw.
Slightly different draw.
Say Columbia.
Columbia?
Columbia?
That's similar.
I say cola, baby. That's what we call it.
Cola. It's Columbia.
I come from Louisiana. I'm talking about KPPD and Chinkapin Parish. I'm from Charleston. No, sir.
Say shoot him.
Shoot him.
Yeah. Play some more.
Let's hope none of these records has a scratch on them, because I'm out of here. I'm going to kick things off with one of my personal all-time favorites. See you at the shopping center.
Ah! That's so good. That A-H you put on the end of words. The shopping center.
See you at the shopping center.
That's so good. Will this go on your IMDb?
Yes. I don't know. It's a play, so it'll go on the one for plays.
Of course it will. It'll be right on now, boy. KPPD.
You want some more?
Yeah.
Oh, we sure are proud of our Devils on their 14th straight victory. And if they keep playing like this, the Devils might just have another state championship to call their own. That final playoff score again, 27-6. There's no new word on the lawsuit brought by the Reverend Q.T. Bennett against the Chinkapin Parish Board of Education. The Reverend, who is pastor of the Riverview Baptist Church, has filed suit charging that the use of the devil as a mascot for our high school team encourages satanic behavior in the youth of our community. When reached for comment about the Reverend's lawsuit, Devils head coach Waddy Thibodeau said, and I quote, "Tell him to go to hell."
That's great.
Coach Ray Thibodeau. Mascot. Down Thibodeau. At the shopping center.
It's Waddy, but it ain't Wally. It's Waddy Thibodeau.
Oh, Waddy? Man. Mm-hmm.
That's great. Hmm. That's great.
Waddy.
Maybe we can secure some of the video from the play and we can put it on the online.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they'd be. I mean, they're big P1s. I'm sure they'd supply us with some video from it. We can share it because they want people to come see them.
I say that, boy.
Guys. I just want to call up and say that your show is some kick ass. Keep up the good work.
Carolina's number one morning show.
I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
93.3 The Planet.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.